Ever wanted to hang out with a bunch of Sanrio characters like Hello Kitty, Kuromi, and Cinema Roll? Well, you can with Hello Kitty Island Adventure, available on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, GOG steps in to save the original versions of Warcraft 1 and 2, don't expect Elden Ring 2 anytime soon, and could a cheaper Legion Go be on the way? Here's the news for Sunday, 8th of December. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
GOG, or Good Old Games, have announced they're going to keep maintaining Warcraft 1 and 2 in the name of game preservation. With the release of the remastered Warcraft 1 and 2 last month, Blizzard announced they would pull the original games from the GOG storefront, which prompted GOG to update their preservation programs policy. The remastered versions, of course, are much more expensive, and change those original games. Is a remaster really game preservation?
That is a great question. Now, for any game that has been on GOG, they will continue to maintain and update it, ensuring it remains compatible with current systems, even if it's no longer available to purchase. They said it's sad to see these masterpieces leave the store, but it's another reminder of how important preservation and the work to preserve games is. The games will be removed from the store until 13th of December, so you have a little bit of time to grab them. New leaked information from Lenovo shows a new cheaper handheld is on the way. From a firmware leak last week, we saw the Legion Go S8 ARP. Who names these things? From the firmware leak last week, we saw that the Legion Go S8 APRI will have AMD's Rembrandt APU inside. However, the console will have Zen 3 Plus cores, which aren't as powerful as the current generation Z1 Extreme and Z4 cores. For our casual gamers, are you still with us? Are you still with us after all of that? And further rumors say the Legion Go S will go for roughly $399 US, or around 620 Australian, which would definitely make it one of the cheapest handhelds on the market.
The leaked images show it will have RGB lights, two USB-C ports, both at the top of the console, a track point like some laptops used to have, and will have removable controllers like the current model. It looks like a pretty decent alternative to some of the more expensive handhelds that are currently on the market. Yeah, weird they're bringing back the little track point.
Yeah.
I had to Google that, and I was like, that's a blast from the past.
Okay, I'm going to have to Google it then, because I don't know what a track point is.
It was like this weird little button that used to like sit in a laptop keyboard that you could like a mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so apparently it will have that instead of a trackpad. And I'm like, that's kind of random.
Okay, cool. I wonder how far track point technology has come.
Elden Ring's developer Hidetaka Miyazaki has confirmed that a second game is not on the way. In an interview with Japanese outlet Game Watch, he revealed that a sequel was not even being considered by the studio, but it doesn't mean they won't be developing the franchise further. With the very long timeframes of game development, years in some circumstances, it could be a fair while before we see another Elden Ring game.
It's a little surprising to hear there won't be a sequel, at least for now, especially after the success of Shadow of the Erdtree. Miyazaki said that From Software is working on multiple projects, so maybe one of those might be another DLC. Guess we'll have to wait and see. Maybe that DLC will get nominated for Game of the Year next year. Look, it's obviously disappointing as a really big Elden Ring fan, but after the main game and the DLC, hundreds and hundreds of hours, honestly, I'm kind of happy to be given a little bit of a break. And speaking of Game Awards, this week voting opened to the public for the 2024 Game Awards Players' Voice category. Round one kicked off the start of the week with 30 games for people to cast their vote. From Zelda Echoes of Wisdom to Helldivers 2, there were a real mix of games, but as always, there were some complaints. Some games like League of Legends, Fortnite, and Genshin Impact made the list, even though they weren't released this year. So I guess we know what Gianni and Courtney voted for.
The games have now been cut down to the top 10 for round two and included games such as Power World, Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree, and Black Myth Wukong. Hopefully it doesn't end up replicating the same Game of the Year list as the main awards, and some gems get a shout out. If you want to place your vote for this round and next, you can check out the link in our show notes. That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
First up, we have one of the most anticipated games of the year, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. It looks great, it sounds great, and early reports have been very positive. That's coming to PC and Xbox Series S and X on the 9th, and be sure to keep an eye on the Drop Rate podcast feed to hear our full review in the coming weeks.
Here's one for the vintage gamers. The 25-year-old Soul Reaver series is getting a remaster package containing the first and second games. Legacy of Kain is coming to all platforms on the 10th.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Reader's Rewind is a retro arcade-style side-scroller that perfectly captures the magic of 90s arcade gaming. This one is from Digital Eclipse, the studio that makes those hybrid documentary games like Tetris Forever or Atari 50, so it could be worth a look. That's out on all platforms this Tuesday.
Out Thursday is Spirit of the Samurai, a side-scrolling action-adventure where you play as a samurai, a cat, and a reanimated spirit to take on an army of undead warriors and monsters. That's out exclusive to PC on the 12th.
Ronana is out Friday. It's a chaotic, fruit-themed survivor-like, which is a term I didn't know existed until now and refers to, I guess, any game like Vampire Survivors. So if you like Vampire Survivors or like Brotato, which this clearly seems to be named after, be sure to check out Bronana when it comes to PC on the 13th.
I kind of love it.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
As we approach the end of the year festivities and we look back at the games that were, make sure you're locked to Drop Rate, our review podcast, and Lightmap, our interview show. Give them a follow on your favourite podcast player. We've got our big Game of the Year show on Drop Rate coming up and a few more choice chats, including Soundtrack of the Year on Lightmap. Find us on all your favourite podcast players and YouTube.
Sifter is produced by Kyle Paletto, myself, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith and Chris Button. This episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni Di Giovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap, Sifter's interview podcast. I speak to the designers of Valve's Steam Deck and find out how the handheld has changed the way gamers play.
We did run some numbers a while back about like how like the time split between like your PC and your Steam Deck. And we saw something like 40% of people who got a Steam Deck ended up spending more time on their Steam Deck playing PC games than on their desktop, which we thought was kind of interesting. So it's like the reason we wanted to make a Steam Deck was to make customers happy, give them more ways to play their PC games in the way that they want to. And we found that it's been sticky. Like people have found that the Steam Deck has been giving them more reasons, more ways to play games in different places. And that's a success in our minds.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, on YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.